Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. And Kim, let's just kind of kick things off this week looking at the world picture.
Well, the world picture is kind of mixed. You look at Australia this week. I've got one report that Australian production is going to be higher than we thought it was last week. And then this morning I got another report that said it was going to be less. So I think Australia, the point is that they're going to have a good crop, probably low in protein, but relatively good production. Argentina, no news on it. Argentina's not concerned is how much wheat they're going to produce, but what's the political situation? It's all messed up for exports. The reports are that China will probably import more wheat than we thought they would a while back. That's positive. I look at the European Union, their production is reported to be slightly less than we expected a couple weeks ago, but still 3% above last year. And you look at Canada, they just finished harvesting 1.22 billion bushels in the last 20 years. They've only harvested a billion bushels or more three times, or this is the third time they've done that. Mixed situation going around the world, not much impact on prices.
And here at home, any better news to report?
Oh yeah, I think so. Stocks are relatively tight in the U.S. Hard red winter wheat ending stocks just under 200 million bushels. Last year, 343 million, the five-year average, 337, so tight. Hard red winter wheat stocks, U.S. 565 million bushel ending stocks, 718 last year, and 773 average. Tight stocks there, but right now our price has been trumped by average, you know, 6.56 billion bushel world ending stocks, and that's above average, which was, last year 6.45 billion and the average of 7. So right now world stocks are trumping tight U.S. stocks and our prices have been going down.
Okay, and then the result on prices?
Well, you look at, we're watching the March contract now. We've lost 60 or 70 cents. We've got support in that March contract at 694, resistance at 731. It looks like it's starting to build a floor.
Okay, let's switch gears to canola and the harvest 2014 price.
Well, canola's looking really good right now. That harvest price for that you can forward contract for is $9.75, and it's holding in that area, and that's a bushel.
Okay, and finally, a quick look at corn today.
Corn, we got all kinds of corn. We got corn everywhere, you know, almost 1.9 billion bushels ending stocks. The funds are short. They're saying we could get a little rally on corn prices out of that. But, you know, the general consensus is corn prices are going to grind lower.
All righty. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. Thanks a lot.